2. Adjusters and Human Will. When thought adjusters indwell human minds, they bring with them the model careers, the ideal lives, as determined and foreordained by themselves and the personalized adjusters of Divinington, which have been certified by the personalized adjuster of Urantia. Thus, they begin work with a definite and predetermined plan for the intellectual and spiritual development of their human subjects. But it is not incumbent upon any human being to accept this plan. You are all subjects of predestination, but it is not foreordained that you must accept this divine predestination. You are at full liberty to reject any part or all of the Thought Adjuster's program. It is their mission to effect such mind changes and to make such spiritual adjustments as you may willingly and intelligently authorize, to the end that they may gain more influence over the personality directionization. But under no circumstances do these divine monitors ever take advantage of you, or in any way arbitrarily influence you in your choices and decisions. The adjusters respect your sovereignty of personality. They are always subservient to your will. They are persistent, ingenious, and perfect in their methods of work, but they never do violence to the volitional selfhood of their hosts. No human being will ever be spiritualized by a divine monitor against his will. Survival is a gift of the gods which must be desired by the creatures of time. In the final analysis, whatever the adjuster has succeeded in doing for you, the records will show that the transformation has been accomplished with your cooperative consent. You will have been a willing partner with the adjuster in the attainment of every step of the tremendous transformation of the ascension career. The adjuster is not trying to control your thinking as such, but rather to spiritualize it, to eternalize it. Neither angels nor adjusters are devoted directly to influencing human thought. That is your exclusive personality prerogative. The adjusters are dedicated to improving, modifying, adjusting, and coordinating your thinking processes. But more especially and specifically, they are devoted to the work of building up spiritual counterparts of your careers, Urantia transcripts of your true advancing selves for survival purposes. Adjusters work in the spheres of the higher levels of the human mind, unceasingly seeking to produce Urantia duplicates of every concept of the mortal intellect. There are, therefore, two realities which impinge upon and are centered in the human mind circuits. One, a mortal self evolved from the original plans of the life carriers. The other, an immortal entity from the high spheres of Divinington, an indwelling gift from God. But the mortal self is also a personal self. It has personality. You, as a personal creature, have mind and will. The adjuster, as a free personal creature, has pre-mind and pre-will. If you so fully conform to the adjuster's mind that you see eye to eye, then your minds become one, and you receive the reinforcement of the adjuster's mind. Subsequently, if your will orders and enforces the execution of the decisions of this new or combined mind, the adjuster's prepersonal will attains to personality expression through your decision, and as far as that particular project is concerned, you and the adjuster are one. Your mind has attained to divinity attunement, and the adjuster's will has achieved personality expression. To the extent that this identity is realized, you are mentally approaching the Urantia order of existence. Urantia mind is a term signifying the substance and sum total of the cooperating minds of diversely material and spiritual natures. Urantia intellect, therefore, connotes a dual mind in the local universe dominated by one will. And with mortals, this is a will, human in origin, which is becoming divine through man's identification of the human mind with the mindedness of God.